One of the biggest threats facing wildlife today is habitat destruction. But the Wildlife Center of Virginia says it's relatively easy to erase some of that damage by creating a backyard garden that helps local animals find food, water, and shelter. Alex Waring is the center's outreach communications coordinator. He says using native vegetation can help critters and pollinators find food easier.
The idea is to try to kind of match what's already in the natural environment according to your region, such as trees that are fruit bearing or nut or seed bearing, flowering plants with pollen, foliage, plants with edible leaves. Those are all food sources that can be found in the wild and things that you can incorporate into your garden as well.
Waring says that using simple features such as fountains or a bird bath can be an inexpensive way to help animals find water. He says giving animals shelter can be as simple as using what you've got around the house.
In the wild and natural habitats, animals would be using things like hollowed out logs, perhaps caves or burrows they've dug themselves. Again, kind of the overall idea of creating wildlife-friendly gardens is to take what's out there and scale it down to a backyard level. So you can't install a cave in your backyard, but you can take an unused terracotta potter and tip it on its side and bury it halfway in the soil so that it makes an little den, nice little burrow for some animal.
Waring recommends the Virginia Native Plant Society for tips on what to plant this spring. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.